Shlema for Yakira Amuna, Zlina Bracha, she should have a Refuah Shlema for self Shachal Yisrael. Gemara on Dav Gimel and Gittin, Gimel going up to Dav Dali, discusses who's the Tan of the Mishnah who says that the Shliach must say before an Ibn Fanin Echtam. Who's the Tan of the Mishnah that requires Lishma both for Ksiv and for Chasim? According to Rabbah, if a Shliach brings a gift from Medina Sayyam, he has to say before an Ibn Fanin Echtam if he's Shem Bekiyan Lishma. It sounds like both Ksiv and Chasima require Lishma, so that's the Kasha of the Gemara. Who is the Tan of the Mishnah? There's a lot of back and forth in the Gemara to try to figure out who this Tana is. And in the end, there are two pshatim. The Gemara offers two pshatim. That either Tana is Rabbi Elazar who holds Eidim Mesira Karsi. Eidim Mesira Karsi means that the Ksiva is the Iker. Rabbi Elazar holds that the Kosav Law, Sefer Krisis, is going on the Ksiva, not the Chasima. So he really holds that you need Ksiva Lishma, that's the Iker of the Get. Aye, so how can he require Bifanitifanin Echdam? Doesn't require chasim lishma. So to that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar is modeh b'mezuyak mitochol shu posam. Even if technically speaking, one only needs the ksiva, one doesn't need a chasima. So if you don't have a chasima, that's fine. As long as you have the ksiva saget and you have and they give over the get with eidim mesira, Rabbi Elazar holds that's kosher. L'chatchila, that's kosher l'chatchila. But if you have a bad chasima, it's worse. A bad chasima is worse. That's mezuyak mitochol. That's the pshuto. That's posel. That's posel midrabbana. The pshuta. See, it's not so clear, but so not only is apostle midrabbanan, if you have mezuyak mitochol, there's a kar of apostle signed onto the shtar. The chiddush is that even if it's chasam shelo lishma, that's also mezuyak mitochol, and that would be possible as well. This is one option. And the Gemara says, no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the Tan of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who, in the context of mechuber, he says that both the ksiv and the chasima have to be betalush. That it's not enough that the chasim is betolish, as Rabbi Meir would have it, right? But you need both the ksiv and the chasima to be betolish. So he's the Marad Shmaitzer. If he holds that both the ksiv and the chasima are key when it comes to mechuber, so he must interpret that because of law is going on both the ksiv and the chasima. So he's the one who holds that both the ksiv and the chasima have to be lishma. So the Mishnah must be going like him. These are the two options that the Gemara suggests, both on Daf Dalet and Daf. So then the Gemara asks the kasha: Meikara, my taima lo makvinu lak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the simple answer. So why do we have a whole omud, an omud and then some, a little bit more than an omud, pilpuling back and forth, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Just say Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'adrinan Rabbi Meir, the Stam Asnisan Rabbi Meir, Ma'adrinan Rabbi Elazar, the Karmel and Hilchas HaKavah Sebegit. The reason why we try to figure out, maybe the Mishnah goes, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar, that's because Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. This is a Stam Mishnah. So our assumption is it must be Rabbi Meir. And even if it's not Rabbi Meir, who would we assume that it's like? Rabbi Elazar. Hilchas HaKavaseh, the Rabbi Elazar begitten. The Paskenate in the Sira Kasi. So he Paskenate in the Sira Kasi. So then we think maybe the Mishnah goes like him. That's why we try to establish it like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Elazar. But when all bets are off, when everything else fails, so then we try to find a different Tana. So we Taka found the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda could be the Tana of the Mishnah. This is the conclusion to the Sukkah. So it's clear from the Gemara, Hilchasa k'Rabbi Elazar begitin, Hilchasa k'Avasei begitin, Paskin at Eidim Mesira Karsi. What does that mean? What does Eidim Mesira Karsi mean? What does it mean that we Paskin like him? So it's a major machlokas rishon. Both issues are a major machlokas rishon. First of all, the psak halacha. And secondly, what does Eidim Mesira Karsi mean? The Tosfos here, the Ramaschal Dekaima, world famous Tosfos. Tosfos says, halacha ki Rabbi Elazar, not just be gittin, but even by shar shtaris. We're not focusing on shtar shtaris, we're holding a gittin. So that's why we say be gittin, but it's not dafke be gittin lafuke shar shtaris. The Kaimel and halacha ki Rabbi Elazar be gittin, zog Tosfos. Mishum de mairi hocha begitin, no gad gitin. Aval halacha kim also av b'shar shtaris. Don't be medayik anything. Right, we try to be medayik if it's a good deal, but here Tosu says it's not a good deal. It's not a good deal. Lav dafka begitin, even b'shar shtaris. Here we're talking about gitin, that's why we say begitin, but really it's b'shar shtaris. Afal gab de kol amaroid l'kamon, savi kreb alozer, dafka begitin. Tosu is aware of the fact that the Gemara later on quotes amaroim, who seem to say Hilchas Kavasei de Rebbe Loza Dafka Begidna B'Shashtaras. It's not like, you know, that view is invented out of nowhere. There are Amoraim who do hold Hilchas Rebbe Loza Dafka Begidna. It says Tosas Kaimelon Keshmuel Bedini. Paskin like Shmuel Bedini. The Polig Lekamon Adirav. The Kamar Av B'Shashtaras. Whenever you have a Machlokas and Tinei Mamon between Rav and Shmuel, Paskin like Shmuel. Right? Hilchas Kerav Be'isure Keshmuel Bedini. What's this halacha? So if it were only begitten, that would be an issa v'heter halacha. But the whole point is, do we paskin meredim sirkaris even by shashtaris? Shashtaris is a dinim omenus issue. So it says, Tosus, we paskin like Shmuel. You know, there are amoroyim who paskin like Rabbi Meir, paskin like Rabbi Meir, like Rav against Shmuel, that hilchasa k'rab Meir b'shashtaris. We paskin eid chasim makaris b'shashtaris. But we don't go like that, says Tosus. We follow Shmuel. Shmuel argues on Rav, he holds hilchasa k'vaseid Rabbi Lozav b'shashtaris. But it's more than that. He says, and I'll bring you a ride. Not only is it because Hilchas HaKavaseh Shmuel Bedini, but oh, the Perek Zebora, the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a story. Gabi Matanta Davu Chasimi Alo Tregisi. There were two brothers-in-law that were signed on a Shtar Matana. A case of Shar Shtaris. Kamar Rav Yosef, Zil Akne Ebeidem Esira, Kareb Elozer. Rav Yosef said, go be Makne Ebeidem Esira, Kareb Elozer. Kareb Elozer? It's Shar Shtaris. What's going on? Abaye turns to him and says, but I don't understand. Chasim alo tregisi. These are krovim. Right? A krov is possible if he's krov to another aid or krov to the baldover. Right? That's the very important thing to keep in mind in Siddur Kiddushin. We were talking yesterday in the halachas of Siddur Kiddushin. So in giving out kibudim, you can give kibudim to just about anyone, but edus, you can't give to just about anyone. You have to be very careful in the edus that there shouldn't be krovim. There shouldn't be psulim either. Right? If someone's indicted on tax evasion, so he shouldn't be an aid kiddushin. But they can't be krovim either. Krovim to whom? Krovim to the balidava, krovim to the chasun akala, or krovim to each other. They can't be krovim to each other either. You can have two chashuv arabonim, but if they're krovim, if they're brothers, they can't be edim. They can't be aid kiddushin, aid ksuba, yeah. Right, they can't be aidim together because they're covered to each other. So that's what it was in Sanhedrin. Abaye asks, even if Hilchas Kavasei de Rabbi Elazar, that aidim misira karsi, but Rabbi Elazar himself admits that if it's mezuyif mitocho, it's possible. And here there were two gisi, two krovim who were chasimi al ashtar. So they had the chasima krovim zelazer. That's mezuyif mitocho. But the rabbanon should be possible. Mashma de Rav Yosef veAbaye. Davu Basroi, Savi Kareb Elozer. It sounds like Rav Yosef and Abaye Paskin like Rav Elozer. Bishar Shtaris? Bishar Shtaris? Yeah. And he says also, Bepirkin Amar Rava, Hashtar Parsa, Demasi Nileba Apisadi Yisra, Magvinabe Mibnechori. Rava says later on in the parak, on Daf Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, quite a ways from here. So Rava says that if you have a Shtar Parsa, Shtar, Persian Shtar. What's a Persian Shtar? What there are Goyim signed on the Goyim signed on the Shtar. We'll see. That's not Mezuyif Mitocha. Not so clear. But he says, for our purposes, he says that if you give it in front of Eide Mesira Yisrael, then you could be Gover from B'nai Chorin. Sounds like Eide Mesira Karsi even by Shar Shtaris. Somehow it's missing in the coal, but it's still a shtar, missing in the coal, maybe Mesira Karsi. So it sounds from all these makoras, says Tosin, that we pass him like Rabbi Elazar, the Mesira Karsi of Mashar Shtaris. Lefiko tzarech lizar, she you Eide Mesira, b'shash Mesira Saget, deinu Karsi, deinu Karsi. Eide Mesira Karsi by get, but not only by get, says Tosin, even Mashar Shtaris, he has a host of rayas, Silchas HaKavaseh de Shmuel, and several other rayas from the Gemara later on, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is all in sharp contrast to whom? Who says we paskin Eidim Mesira Kasi Dafka Begitten? The Rif. The Rif says that you have to take the Gemara Kepshuto, Dafka Begitten. Dafka Begitten. Rabbi Elazar Omer, this is the Rif on Daf Mem Vava Mebeis in his Dafin, in the old versions. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afal Pishena Lav Eidim El Shanasla Befnei Eidim Kashera. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha Kareb Elozer Begitin, Aval Lo Bishtaris. Shmuel Amar Av Bishtaris. V'chein Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Kareb Elozer Begitin. Machlokes Amoroim, where the halachas Reb Elazar be given in Apishtos. Shmuel says Apishtos. Reb Yaakov Bar Idi quotes Reb Yishuv ben Levi that Hilchas Reb Elazar be given. Dr. Riz, the Hilchas Reb Elazar be given. Is Dafka be given? Like the Pasha Pshat Nagimah. Dafka be given. Dafka be given. So this is the first machlokas. No one's debating Reb Elazar holds Eidim Mesira Karsi Bashar Shtaris. That's a davar poshut like that. The Gemara is like that. The question is, do we paskin like in Bashar Shtaris? So the Tosus says yes, and the Rif says no. Okay. But there's another machlokas, another issue that the Rishonim address. Okay. At least in Gittin, Hilchasa Kavasei de Reb Elazar. What does that mean? Vos meintas Eidim Mesira Karsi. Does it mean that Reb Elazar gives an alternative approach, another track, that besides Eidim Mesira Karsi, besides Eidim Chasima Karsi, you also have Eidim Mesira Karsi? Right? What's called Af Eidim Mesira Karsi. Reb Elazar holds Af Eidim Mesira Karsi, which really means Af Eidim Chasima Karsi. Right? We think he holds Eidim Mesira Karsi, but no, maybe he means Af Eidim Mesira. In addition to Eidim Chasima Karsi, he also holds that Eidim Mesira can also work. Or maybe no. Maybe it's B'dafka Nakad, Eidim Mesira Karsi. That just like Rabbi Meir holds Dafka Eidim Chasima Karsi. That's a Dafka Poshik. Rabbi Meir holds that Eidim Mesira without Eidim Chasima do not work. Rabbi Meir holds you need Dafka Eidim Chasima. Because Dafka Eidim Chasima Karsi. So maybe Rabbi Elazar also holds Dafka Eidim Mesira Karsi. Maybe he denies that you can have Eidim Chasima b'Karsi. Or should we say, no, Reb Elazar is adding to Rabbi Meir. Adding to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Eidim Chasima b'Karsi. Reb Elazar says, not only Eidim Chasima b'Karsi, but even Eidim Mesira b'Karsi. Even Eidim Mesira b'Karsi. So Tosfos takes a stand on that too. That's the Hemshech of Tosfos. Tosfos holds Dafka Eidim Mesira b'Karsi. He's expansive in terms of the Psak Halacha. He says, Hilchas HaKavasei de Reb Elazar HaPishash Taras. But in terms of the beer in what Reb Elazar is saying, so there he's a minimalist. Right? This is the Hemshech of Tos. So the Fik of Tzarech Lizoyer, Shiyu Eidim Mesira B'Shas Nesina Saget De'inu Karsi, Tileka Sham Eidim Mesira Eina Megureshes. Tosis is adamant. Now he's going back to Gittin. After he told you that we pass Ken Eidim Mesira Karsi B'Shash Taras, But now he's going to focus. Right? So he goes back. So you have to be careful. We're talking Gittin, so be careful in the get. When there's a Mesira Saget, be careful that there are Eidim Mesira. Because if no Eidim Mesira, it's going to be possible. Afolgav de'ika Eidim Chasim. The fetish. Tosa says, we hold Halacha Reb Elazar b'Gittin. That means you need Eidim Mesira. That means you need Dafka Eidim Mesira. It's not that Eidim Mesira also work, it's that you need Dafka Eidim Mesira. If you don't have Eidim Mesira, then the get is going to be possible, even if you have Eidim Chasima. So why do we have Eidim Chasima? We know there are always Eidim Chasima on the get, so why do we do that? V'lamahani Eidim Chasima, l'shem yamus v'Eidim Mesira, al yolcha lehem l'mdina sayem, sh'tinose al yedei Eidim Chasima. It says Tosfos, the goal of the Eidim Chasima is not because Eidim Chasima are sufficient, no. It's that if the Eidim Mesira will die, or they'll go out of town, and they won't be on hand, we don't know if the get was given properly, so once there are Eidim Chasima in the get, Mistoma HaKol Behech Shenas, Kedaminim Behasholeach. He says, that's what we say in the fourth paragraph, L'tzicha Ela L'Reb Elazar D'Amar Eidim Mesira Karsi, meaning, the Mishnah says, Eino Eidim Chos Min HaLaget Ela Meitikana Olam. Right, that we had that. Reb Elazar himself quoted that lashon. That was in that's the Mishnah on Peivah, but also the Mishnah in the fourth parak says the same thing. The fourth and fifth parak talk about all of the Tikkun HaOlams. So this is one of the Tikkun HaOlams. Hazal Institute, you should always have Eidim Chasima. Always have Eidim Chasima? What do we hold? Eidim Chasima Karsi? Sigmar says, no, Reb Elazar also holds that you should have Eidim Chasima. He claims that Eidim Mesira Karsi, but nevertheless, there's an Indian to have Eidim Chasima. Why? Says the Gemara, a chashash midrabbanon. Samanat Torah, minat Torah Eidim Mesira Karsi, but you need Eidim Chasima, shim yamusu Eidim. Where is this? Takina Rabbanan Eidei Chasima, the Zimna, the Maisi Sadi, Inami, the Azla, the Medina Sayam. That's what the Gemara says. I'm not inventing something, says Taisvis. Eidei Chasima is not because of Allah holds Eidei Chasima can also be Karsi. No, Minatora, you need Eidei Mesir. Midrabbanan too. But if you have Eidei Chasima, right, it helps you, because if the Eidei Mesira die or they go out of town, then we don't have a raya. We don't know that there were Eidei Mesira. But if there are Eidim Chasum and Bishtar, then what? Then we know that there were Eidim Mesira. Not that if there are Eidim Chasum and Bishtar, so they're enough. No, the Eidim Chasum and Bishtar makes it that Mistoma HaKol Behechshanas, that we assume there were Eidim Mesira. Not that Eidim Chasim are enough, but now we can assume that there were Eidim Mesira. Because Bidafka, you need Eidim Mesira, says Taisvis. Rabbi Loza doesn't hold Af Eidim Mesira, holds you need Dafka Eidim Mesira. But the Eidim Chasima somehow lock it in that Mestama Kol Behechshanas. We have to understand what that means. All right.
So Tosfos understands it as two different pairs of Eidim?
Eidim Chasima, Eidim Mesira, yes, absolutely.
Why not have the Eidim Mesira not only see the Mesira, but also sign on to
the Mesira? Oh, you can. You could have the same Eidim. If the get is taking place with the Baal and the Isha present, so then of course have the same Eidim. Why do you have to have four people? You don't have to have four people. But you don't need four people. They could be different people. They could be the same people. But the problem is, it doesn't matter if they're the same people. Right? If the same Reuven and Shimon sign the Shtar, they're also Eidim Mesira. But if we get the Shtar, the woman produces the Shtar later. How do we know that Reuven and Shimon hung around? Right? Maybe they signed the shtar and then they said, "I gotta go. I'm late to shear. I can't wait." The woman was late in coming. So the husband is having to get the sofa is writing the get, and then it's going to be signed. Then the woman's coming. She's going to be there in 10 minutes. I can't hang around. We don't know that the Eidim were necessarily there. Comes Tosfos and says, "I don't know who Eidim, what Eidim, whether the Eidim Chasima served as Eidim Mesira, whether there are other Eidim served as, but I know that if there are Eidim Chasima, Mistama Kol Be'achshinas. So there were Eidim Mesira. That's how Tosfos says. Yes.
Why can't we, according to this, just and there's two Eidim Mesira that wash it, put like a henpeck on the shtar, on the get.
We could, right? If we put a henpeck, if the Bezdin says b'mosav plus a kachad avena, we were three people and we saw that the Eidim Mesira came, and yeah, so then that would work, because then the Bezdin is saying that we were makabel the Eidus. But we're talking about a case where there is no henpeck. I mean, if there would be a henpeck, then that would be great.
Wow. Then why wouldn't we just make it the case that we?
If you're not
investing, why wouldn't we just make that you put a
handpick
instead of having
making the let me ask you the following question. Does the Baal have to give a get in front of a bezin? The Baal have to give a get to his wife in front of a bezin? No. At the Gemara and the Afhayamud Beis is going to discuss whether a Shliach who asks to say Bafanut of an Adam, does he say it in front of two or in front of three? But that's Bafanai. But without Bafanai, no one would say that you have to give a get in front of a bezin. Horror. Why should you? You need Eidim, but you don't need a Bezdin. So if you only have Eidim, so what are the Eidim going to do? The Eidim are going to put a henpik on? Eidim can't put a henpik. That's mipiksovim, right? They're not testifying. So else Eidus, it's not going to work. If it be a din Bezdin, it's one thing, but who says that you have a Bezdin at the Mesir Sahih? Yeah. V'chein mashma says Tosfos beperek baser gabeshnaim sheshochol shnei gittin u'shmosein shovim v'nisarvu nosein shtein lezu shtein lezu. We had this gemara, right? That's the two gittin that get mixed up. There's dasa meschayev. We know that there was a rotzen for the divorce. We don't know which get belongs to whom. So the Mishnah says that nosein shtein lezu shtein lezu. The shliach gives both to each woman. The Kama b'Gemara, the Loka Rabbi Loza, Mishum Dlo Yad Eidim Mesira, B'Hayim Anayim Magarsha. The Gemara says that this is against Rabbi Loza because you don't have Nesin L'Shma. That was the Kasha of the Gemara, right? They don't have Nesin L'Shma. They don't know B'Hayim Anayim Magarsha. It's not Muchach L'Eidim Mesira, B'Hayim Anayim Magarsha. Avol Rabbi Meir Nicham, but according to Rabbi Meir, it's Nicham because there are Eidim Chasimei. Look, the maskana of the Gemara is that Rabbi Loza doesn't require a nesin lishma. It would work even according to him, but that's the kasha of the Gemara, right? So Tosfos just adds, "It's sarach lomer de b'mishaloshin ayri, the boy the Reb Meir sheimucha mitocho kedi aminam bereish kalaget." This is Tosfos echoing his sentiment from Daf Beis and Beis from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Beis and Beis going on to Gimel Amud Aleph. Rebbe Meir requires Mukhal Mitochum. So if you need Mukhal Mitochum, so how's that Mishnah going to work out? It's not Mukhal Mitochum. There are two Yosef and Shimon's. The get has the same names for the woman and the man, so where's the Mukhal Mitochum? The Tosa says it must be we're talking about the Mishaloshim. Right? This is what we said, that there are three generations. There are three generations, so what's the problem? Rebbe Loza should also say, well, apparently the Eden Masira don't know. They don't know the grandfathers. Don't know the grandfathers. Rebbe Meir will say that the Eden Hasim Aduno, so for them it's Mukhal Mitocho. It's Mukhal Mitocho in the get, but there wasn't a Nasin Lashma. The Maskana is Rebbe Loza, you don't need Nasin Lashma, it would work even according to him. Yeah, Rebbe Meir holds, you need Mukhal Mitocho, like by Resh Kolaget, because of the Garish Zagdola. Right, you can be Megarish. Rabbi Meir says if you have two wives, same name, so then you can't use the Gittin. You can't use the get for the other wife, Lefi Rabbi Meir. The Ilu Rabbi Lozer, Sagi Be'ede Chasima, Milo Asik Rabbi Lozer, Dala de Mesir Me'ochem, Be'ede Chasima Sagi. Right, Rabbi Meir requires Mukhum Yitochem, Rabbi Lozer doesn't. So in the case of the Gittin Shenis Arvu, Rabbi Lozer would say, that it doesn't have to be Mukha Mitocha. Okay, Mukha Mitocha from today till tomorrow, but there's no Nasin Lashma, Frekta Gimar. So just one second. If according to Rabbi Meir, it has to be Mukha Mitocha. So, Nistamu, we're talking about a case where there are Eide Chasim in the Shtar. So, if you'd say Rabbi Loza holds Af Eide Mesir Kasim, so what's the problem with Chala? I don't need a Nasin Lashma. Forget the Eide Mesir. Let the Gittin be kosher, Lefi Rabbi Loza, the same way that Lefi Rabbi Meir, it's kosher, because there are Eide Chasim in the get. Must be Rabbi Loza holds that the Eide Chasim and the Get are gunished. Eide Chasim and the Get don't count for anything. You need Eide Mesira. So it doesn't matter that there are Eide Chasim and the Get. There are Eide Chasim and the Get, according to Rabbi Meir, everything is great. We're talking to Shuloshim, Mukhal Mitocha, Refracta Gemara. If you say Rabbi Loza holds, you need a Nesina Lishma, so then it's terrible. Aye, but there are Eide Chasim. So what if there are Eide Chasim? Rabbi Loza holds, Dafka, Eide Mesira, Karsi, and not Eide Chasim. Okay, this is Tosfos. This is Shitas Tosfos. Will.
You suggesting that even if
Right, so if it's Mishul Lashem, then it would be Mukhal Mitocha. But like, why is it like one as opposed to the other? It's no better, right? If everyone holds Eide Chasim Akasi, so then just say it goes a little bit Kuli Alma and just be mamed it to be talking about a case of Mishul Lashem, so it'll be Mukhal Mitocha. This is Shitas Tosfos. Shitas Tosfos is that the Machlokas Eide Mesir Akasi, Eide Chasim Akasi is a Machlokas of two extremes. Two totally different approaches. Rabbi Meir holds Dafka Eide Chasim Akarsi, Rabbi Elozer holds Dafka Eide Mesir Akarsi. But what does that mean? What's the Bir Adav? What's the Bir Adav of the Fitosis in this Machlokas? So the Poshup Shad is, we've said some of this before, but now we're trying to get to the heart of Eide Chasim Akarsi, Eide Mesir Akarsi, so we're going to repeat a little bit, and we're going to embellish and elaborate on some of the points that we've mentioned already. So the Poshup Shad is what? To say that what's the Machlokas say the Mesir Karsi, the Chasim Karsi? It's a Machlokas. What is a Shtar Kenyan? Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Meir, they have a Machlokas, two totally different approaches on how, on what a Shtar Kenyan is. Right? Rabbi Loza holds what? Rabbi Loza holds that a Shtar Kenyan is Mesira Sipra Maisa Midas HaMeschayev Bifnei Eide Mesir. Right, you have a Sipra Maisa, you have the story written. No one signed on it. You have the story written. It's Midas HaMeschayev that you wrote the story. And now you're Moser Midas HaMeschayev in front of two Edim. That's how Rabbi Loza understands. That's what Edim Mesira Kaisi means. The Edim Mesira are not on the Shtar, they're not on the Sipra Maisa, but you have a Sipra Maisa, and the Das HaMeschayev is that you can hand over the Sipra Maisa in front of the two Edim, and that's how the Shtar Kenyan works. And what does Rabbi Meir hold? The Poshup Shad is Rabbi Meir holds that Shtar Kenyan is totally different. It's not a function of Sipra Maisa connected to Eidim, but rather it's Mesiras Eidus B'Ksav, Mesiras Raya B'Ksav Midas HaMeschayev. Mesiras Raya B'Ksav Midas HaMeschayev. That you have a Raya B'Ksav, What do you mean a raya b'ksav? There are eidim chasulim in the shtar, so this can serve as a raya. If you don't have eidim chasulim in the shtar, it can't serve as a raya. Reb Meir says you need the potential for the shtar kinyan to serve as a raya. If the raya is written midas ha-maschayev, and now you give over that raya to the other individual, that creates the kinyan. The potential for raya in the shtar is what creates the kinyan. This is the poshup shat in the machlokas eidim chasulim akarsi eidim maser akarsi. We said the Rav suggested this. This is in the Kuntres Hashtaris. The Rav suggested this, and others have pointed out that the Nesivis in Simon Lamed Vav, Sivkot and Yud, he echoes a similar sentiment. He quotes this B'Shem the Tumah. That this is the Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Lossi. This is one way to look at it. But there's another way to look at the Machlokas. Okay, let's get this on the board so we have it clear. Rabbi Lossi says, Eidim Masira Karasi. Rabbi Meir says, Eide Chasima Karsi. What does that mean? What's a shtar kinyan? Rabbi Loza says that it's Sipra Maisa, Hanimsa Midasa Meschayev, Lifnei Eide. What does Rabbi Meir hold? Let's make this a little bit lower. So one way to look at it is that Rabbi Meir says a shtar kinyan is totally different. It's raya b'ksav animsa midas ha-meschayev. And that's the machlokes. Rabbi Meir says you need dafkei de chasima, because if you don't have de chasima, then it's not a raya b'ksav. So you need the potential for the shtar to be a shtar raya in order to work as a shtar kinyan. Rabbi Loza says you don't need the potential for the shtar to serve as a shtar raya. The shtar can't serve as a shtar raya. It doesn't have any eidim signed on it. It doesn't matter. That's not what shtar kinyan is about. Shtar kinyan is about a sipra maisa connected to eidim. That's enough. As long as the eidim see the sipra maisa, they see the mesira of the sipra maisa, that's enough. That's what eidim mesira kasim is. This is the simple pshat. No, you have kasha on this?
According to that shout, that kind of sounds like according to Rabbi Elazar, it should be in the currency. Meaning, if it's the sipra maisa, then whether it's eidim chasim or eidim masir, it doesn't matter.
Not necessarily. Rabbi Elazar could hold that maybe the eidim on the shtar dafka have to be the eidim masirah. Because Eidim Masira can testify about something that Eidim Chasima cannot testify about. Can you think what that is? What can Eidim Masira testify about that really Eidim Chasima cannot testify? And that's really that's the linchpin of the whole sugya. There's something about Eidim Chasima that's really lacking over here. That is, when is the shtar chal? Is the shtar chal b'shas Chasima? No. Nothing's happened yet. When is the shtar chal? B'shas Masira. But do the Eidim Chasima know that there was a Masira? No, they never saw it. So Eidim Chasima Karsi is always going to be working hard to try to explain how's this shtar really working. Eidim Masira Karsi could be the chiddush of Eidim Masira Karsi that of course you need Eidim on the Shas HaChalos. So maybe Dafka Eidim Masira Karsi, not Af. Dafka Eidim Masira Karsi, because I need Eidim on the Shas HaChalos. Rabbi Meir says, no, but that's not what a shtar is. A shtar kinyan is that you're being matfis, a raya b'ksav, in the hands of the other individual. So I don't care if they don't know about the Messiah. So what? You gave him a raya. Giving him the raya, that's what creates the kinyan. This is one way to look at the machlokas. But the other way to look at the machlokas is that maybe Rabbi Meir doesn't really argue fundamentally in terms of the nature of shtar kinyan. The first approach, the Rav's approach, that there's mamish, minakotza lakotza, they're arguing about the nature of shtar kinyan in general. Right? They're arguing about what a shtar kinyan is all about. Do you need to be matfis araya b'ksav to shaf a shtar kinyan, or do you not need to be matfis araya b'ksav? The second approach is that maybe Rabbi Meir agrees that a shtar kinyan is sipur hamais. It's not araya b'ksav, you don't need araya b'ksav. It's sipur hamaisa that's mitsuruf le'edim. Rabbi Lazar holds that a shtar kinyan is sipra ma'aser that's mitzuraf le'edim, but he holds it has to be mitzuraf dafka to the edim asira. And Rabbi Meir might hold that it's sipra ma'aser that's mitzuraf to edim, and he holds that the dafka has to be mitzuraf to edim chasima. Maybe he holds that dafka has to be mitzuraf to the edim chasima. Why? Give me a svar. Why? Why? Has to be mitzuraf to the edim chasima because maybe the edim chasima can't testify about the mesira, but what's it about a shtar that Eidah Hasim have to be on the shtar? Why? Can you think of why?
Isn't
that some mischad?
He just
picks up. To have a chefta shel shtar, but the Eidim, if the Eidim are connected to the shtar, it's more of a chefta shel shtar, right? How, if all you have is a story on a piece of paper, and the Eidim are just watching the Mesirah of the shtar, so the Eidim are less mitzuruf to the shtar. Rabbi Meir might hold that to shape a shtar, to create a shtar, the Eidos has to be mitzuruf to the Sipra Maisa, like really mitzuruf. It has to be on the Sipra Maisa. It has to be connected. That's what a Chavtza Shol Shtar is. A Chavtza Shol Shtar has to have Eidim on the shtar. What, if most of the shtar in front of Eidim, that's called Eidim on the shtar? That's Eidim on the Mesiris HaShtar. But is that Eidim on the shtar? Rabbi Meir says, no, I need Eidim on the Chavtza Shol Shtar. Maybe that's the Machlokas. Rabbi Lazar holds that shtar came in the Sipra Maisa. Sipra Maisa mi dasa meschayev in front of Edom. Why does he say in front of Edom? Because that's the Iker Edus. The Edus is on the Mesira, on the Shas Chalos Hashtar. Rabbi Meir says, no, fakir, it's Sipra Maisa that's mitzurf to Edom dafka to the Edom Hasima, because the Edom Hasima, the Edom have to be on the Guf HaChevza Shol Shtar in order to make the Shtar. These are two approaches within Rabbi Meir, right? Before we get to Rabbi Lazar, right, what does Rabbi Meir hold? Does he really argue with Rabbi Lazar fundamentally in terms of the nature of Shtar Kinyan? What does he say? No, I agree that Shtar Kinyan is about Sipra Maisa being Mitzuraf to Edim. He's still arguing. They're arguing about what kind of Edis. You have to be Mitzarif the Edim to the Guf HaChevza? Or do you not have to be Mitzarif the Edim to the Guf HaChevza? Maybe it's better not to be because you need the Edus on the Mesira, on the Shas Chalos HaShtar. But they both might agree that Shtar Kinyan is about Sipra Maisa Mitzuraf Ta'edus. What's a nafkemina lefi Rabbi Meir? So we've spoken about this already. Maybe we've defined it better now, but we've spoken about this already. And that is that, according to the second approach, Rabbi Meir does not require that the Shtar Kinyan should be able to serve as a Shtar Rai. Right? According to the first approach, Rabbi Meir holds Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Rai, that they're working together in a sense. Right? Every shtar kinyan has to have the potential to serve as a shtar raya in order to be a shtar kinyan. That's how you make the kinyan. By giving a raya b'ksav to the other individual, that's how you shaft the kinyan. That's how you make the kinyan work. That's how you create the chalos kinyan. According to the second approach, it has nothing to do with raya. It's just you're giving over. I shouldn't even say that. You have a sipra maisa with edim that's mitzur to the sipra maisa. That's what you're giving over. The edim are mitzur to the sipra maisa. That's enough. Edim mitzurf to the Sipra Maisa that now is found in the hands of the Baal HaShtar, right? You have the Tfisas Baal HaShtar, the other individual. The person who bought the field is holding on to the shtar. The woman is holding on to the get, right? If the woman's not holding on to the get, so just because you have a shtar there, so you don't know anything happened. But you have Sipra Maisa, it's mitzurf to Edim. Rabbi Meir says that that's going to be sufficient, but you don't need a raya. You don't need a raya. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? So one nafkamina we all know. Right, one nafkamina we all know we've had already. Whether according to Rabbi Meir, do you need muchach mitocha? Right, that's obvious. He had this discussion. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Right, Rashi seems to assume Rabbi Meir does not require muchach mitocha, and Tosfos says, "How can that be?" That was Tosfos on Nav Gimel. Tosfos said, "How can it be if you have Shnei Yosef and Shimon be Irachas?" And if that mucha mitocha get, so forget about Rabbi Lozit. Lefi Rabbi Meir, the whole thing is not going to work bechlal. That was Tosis Kasha on the Beis Amidav going out to Gimelah. And we quoted from the Rashba that the Rashba says, no, Rashi disagrees. Rashi says Rabbi Meir does not require mucha mitocha. Doesn't require mucha mitocha. Why should he require mucha mitocha? So we suggested at the time, it's really a stipel. The stipel in Siman Dalet says this. He says that the machlokas is, what does Rabbi Meir hold? What does Eidei Chasim Akarsi mean? Does Eidei Chasim Akarsi tell you that you have to have the potential for raya in order for Shtar Kinyan to be chal? Does the Shtar Kinyan doesn't have the potential for raya, then it doesn't work as a Shtar Kinyan? Well, no, it's nothing to do with raya. Rabbi Meir, even though he holds Eilech HaSimakaras, he's not saying that Shtar Kenyan is connected to Shtar Rai. No, he holds that you need Sipra, Maisa, Mitzuref to the Eidim. That's all he says. So if you don't need the Rai, then it doesn't have to be Mucham Mitocha. Right? That's the simple Nafkamina. Right? The simple Nafkamina between these two approaches is Lefi Rabbi Meir, Haim Tzarech Mucham Mitocha. Right, according to the first approach, you need the Raya B'Ksav. It can't serve as a Raya, because I'm not going to go. On the second approach, it's okay. You have a Sipra Maisim, it serves to aid them. That's going to be sufficient. But there's another Nafkamina I want to share with you. Just a moment. Yes, Will.
With that first Nafkamina, do we just rule out the second shot in Rameir, like being what Tosus is saying? Because Tosus went out of his way to say Rameir requires Muhammad
Mitova. Yeah, Tosus would learn like number one. 100%. The Rashba could learn like number two. There's another interesting Nafkamina. That's some of the Rosh Yeshivas of Pesach Stein in the Sefer Likutei Shiurim. There's beautiful Shiurim on all of on Shas and Noshim Nezikin. One of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas on said Shiur and tells Cleveland. So he wants to suggest that maybe there's another Nafkamina to this Shaila. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. And that is, we discussed at great length last week the din of Ksav Yodo. Ksav Yodo by Get, Ksav Yodo by Shar Shtaras, by Momin. By Kiddushin, talked a lot about Ksav Yodo. So that whole discussion that we had, that Ksav Yodo Minat Torah is going to work, who's that going like? Is that Rabbi Lozer? Is that Rabbi Meir? Like, well, what's going on over here? So Tosus already said that it's going Ali B'di Rabbi Meir, right? That was Tosus on Gimel Amid Beis. Shlosh Shegit M'sulim, Tosus says, Zikud Demuki B'Perek Basrach Masisin K'Rabbi Rabbi Meir. What's the problem? Meir says, "Kamoshana mi maper shtavah chacham begin avlad mamzer," and yet here it says avlad kosher. How does it work, Lefi Rav Meir? So Rabbeinu Tam answers, "No problem." What's the answer? Anyone? What's the answer? What's the answer? Sorry. Not the Raisa Drabonim, but what? It's a special takana. Chazal said over here the vlad is kosher. Right? Normally, if you're meshana mi maper shtavah chacham, they say avlad mamzer, but here they say avlad kosher, so it's different. Different. Why is it different? It's different. It's a chiddush. But Rabbi Natan says that these Gimel Gittin Psulim work lefi Rabbi Meir. So what's Rabbi Natan saying? Well, it's clear that Ksav Yodo lefi Rabbi Meir then is going to be kosher in Atar. Right? That's how Tosus is learning. Ksav Yodo would work lefi Rabbi Meir. Ksav Yodo would work lefi Rabbi Meir. From the Ran and Kiddushin, you get a different impression. What is the Ran saying? This was the piece. Somehow it didn't make it to the packet, but put on the Makoros, but it didn't make it to the packet. If you have the handout, maybe just look on with me. What does the Ran say? Lo ibru sadi ela l'shakri. This was that Gemara and Kiddushin. That afilu shneim modim, you need edekiyim by getting the kiddushin. It's not going to work even if both of them are modim. He says, "Avol bekiddushin harmina leel da afilu shneim modim lamahana b'lo edim." Umiu omru b'shem haramban. Says the Ramban is an interesting haram ban zal. He says that's how he quotes. You know we don't write it like that. Okay, right? The Ran quotes the Ramban. The dafka kiddushe kesef ubiya hudlo mahanu below sadi. Avo kitsha bishtar shuk sav yodo, avo bishenel of edem mahani. Rabban says that when do we claim that you need edem? Edem is only necessary in kiddushe kesef or kiddushe biya, but not in kiddushe shtar. Whoa. Not in kiddushe shtar. Kiddushe shtar of ksav yodo, even if it doesn't have edem, it would work. There's no need for Eidim. The Kshimotziyaso, Ki'ilu Yesh Eidim B'davar Dami. Because when she produces it, it's like there are Eidim. Where's the Eidim? Where's the Eidim in Kasav B'Ksav Yodo? Where's the Eidim? Help me now. Where's the Eidim in Ksav Yodo? I'm not trying to be tricky. That's the key lesson. I want a little different. Hodas Badin, exactly, Shmuel. Hodas Badin, Kamei Eidim Dami. So there are Eidim. So says the Ramban, I don't need Eidim. I don't need Eidim Mamish. I have Odas Baldin. So everything is fine. Avi shein alav edim ahani. Kshimatsiyasa kili yesh edim adavar dami. Now he adds a very cryptic one. The halashavya shtara lo bein an edim. Lididon the kaimel an krabalazar the amr edim esira karsi. Because to make the shtar, you don't need edim. Because we paskin edim esira karsi. So you don't need edim lashvi yesh shtar. He says, look, the Mishnah says that Kosevik Savyoda Ve'enel of Edim is kosher by get. He says, but what the Nami? It's kosher by Kedushin. Everything is fine. Why? Because you don't need Edim Lashvu Yeshtara Lididan. Since we paskin that Edim is Sirikarsi, you don't need Edim Lashvu Yeshtara. What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar holds you do need Eidim Lashvi Yashtar. He just says that Eidim Masira work Lashvi Yashtar. That's such a mud in the line. Sisri Torah here, right? What's the Rabban saying? What I Lindy Dunn, since we paskin like Rabbi Elazar that Eidim Masira Kasi, you don't need Eidim Lashvi Yashtar. What's he saying? He's saying we paskin Eidim Masira Kasi to make a star, you don't need Eidim on the star. You don't need Eidim on the Cheftza Shel Star. As long as you have Edim on the Mesiras Ashtar, that's sufficient. Right? You don't need Edim on the Cheftza Shel Shtar. So he says, that's why Kosevik Savyado is going to work. Kosevik Savyado is going to work because you don't need Edim on the Cheftza Shel Shtar. We paskin that Edim Mesir Kasi, so Kosevik Savyado will work. Kosevik Savyado will work. What's it clearly implying? That if you weren't to hold Eidim Masira Karsi, if you held like Rabbi Meir that Eidim Chasima Karsi, then Ksav Yodah would not work. Ksav Yodah would not work, Lefir Rabbi Meir. Lefir Rabbi Elazar, Ksav Yodah could work. Ksav Yodah could work. If you have Eidim Masira on the Kosev Ksav Yodah, so then that will taka work. But Rabbi Meir would say that Ksav Yodah would not work. Now why would Ksav Yodah not work according to Rabbi Meir? Because according to Rabbi Meir, you need Edim on the Cheftza Shel Shtar in order to be Ashvi Yeshtar. You need Edim on the Cheftza Shel Shtar. It's his whole point. You need Edim on the Cheftza Shel Shtar in order to be Ashvi Yeshtar. So according to Rabbi Meir, Ksav Yodah would not work, but Lindy Dan, he says, we passed him like Rabbi Elazar that Edim is Sira Kaisi, so we hold that you don't need Edim Ashvi Yeshtar, which means you don't need Edim signed onto the get. You don't need Edim connected to the get in order to be Ashvi Yeshtar. The Edim is Sira enough, so therefore Ksav Yodah will work if you have Edim Asira on it. So, what's emerging over here? Rabbi Meir seems to say, according to, the Ran seems to quote Ramban, who hold that Ksav Yodah would not work with Rabbi Meir. Why does Ksav Yodah not work with Rabbi Meir? But Hodas Badin Kamei Edim Dami? The answer is, Hodas Badin Kamei Edim Dami from today till tomorrow, it's still not to Edim. It's not to Edim, it's the Baldover. It's Kishne Edim, but it's not to Edim. And apparently the Ramban holds that's not enough. That's not enough, Lashvu Yeshtar. So what do you see? Ksav Yodah certainly is enough for a raya. This Hodas Badin Kamei Edim Dami. This Hodas Badin Kamei Edim Dami. And yet, the Ran quotes from the Ramban that Rabbi Meir would hold Ksav Yodah doesn't work. Ksav Yodah will not work. Why? Why? If Rabbi Meir says, what's a Shtar Kinyan? A Shtar Kinyan is that your matvis a raya b'ksav midas ha'meschayev in the hands of the other person. So as long as the thing can serve as a raya, what's the problem? You've given a raya to the other person. There are edim on the shtar, there are no edim on the shtar. So what? I have a raya. The whole purpose, if the whole purpose of edim chasima is to give a raya b'ksav to the other individual, so I'll give you a situation, I'll give you a case where you have a raya b'ksav even without edim on the shtar. Ksav Yodah, there's a Hodas Baldin, which is Kamei Edim Dami. It's a good enough raya. So what that you don't have real Edim on the Shtar? Is that really necessary? Rabbi Meir holds that you have a Shtar Kinyan whenever you give a raya to the other person. So shouldn't Ksav Yodah be enough according to Rabbi Meir? Now that Lechor is what Tosus was assuming. Tosus on Bav Gimel Amud Beis says that Ksav Yodah would work Lefi Rabbi Meir. Because he says that if Ksav Yodah, you can produce the Ksav Yad and it'll be a raya because Hodas Badin Kamei Edim Dami. So then, as long as it's a raya and you give the raya to the other person, that works as a shtar kenyan. It works as a get, it works as a shtar that can create a chalos. The Ramban is obviously arguing, the Ramban is saying that according to Rabbi Meir, shtar kenyan is not about giving a raya to the other person. Shtar Kenyan means that you have to have the Sipra Maisa Mitzuraf to Eidim. Rabbi Meir says it's not about Raya. It's that you need Eidim, Eide Chasima, linked to the Sipra Maisa. So if that's the case, Ksav Yodo could serve as a Raya from today till tomorrow. It still is not Eidim Mamish. And if it's not Eidim Mamish, then you're missing in the Guf Ashtar. That's what the Ramban is saying. Lidi Dan, we paskin Eidim Mesir Kaisi, so then Ksav Yodo might be able to be a Shtar Kenyan. But if you hold Eide Chasima Kaisi, forget it. Then you need Eidim, which means you need actual Eidim, Mitzuruf, to the Sipra Maisa in order to create a Shtar Kenyan. Aye, but I have a good enough Raya? Shtar is not about Raya. Shtar Kenyan is not about Raya, Lefi Rabbi Meir. It's about linking the Eidim to the Sipra Maisa. Mamish, on the Chefetz Shel Shtar. Ksav Yodo is not Eide Chasima Mamish. It's not Eide Chasima Mamish. Rabbi Meir would say that that's not going to work as a Shtar Kenyan. Okay, so this could be the second nafkamina. Lefi Rabbi Meir, ha'im ksav yodo mo'il k'shtar kenyan. Why? Because here, yesh raya b'ksav, aval ein eidim mamish b'ksav. Right, you have a raya b'ksav, you have hodas baldin, but hodas baldin is not eidim mamish b'ksav. It's not eidim mamish b'ksav. So if Rabbi Meir holds that you need sipra ma'aser mitzuruf to eidim, I don't have eidim over here. That's not going to be a shtar kenyan. But if the whole idea of shtar kenyan is that if you give over the raya b'ksav, that works as a kenyan, so here I have a raya. If I have a raya, so then that should be sufficient. Exactly.
Wouldn't this mavogas do the same thing if sofer did without eidim?
Why is Ksav Yodo any different? He's saying according to Tosfos, Ksav Yodo is different because there's a Raya.
So we have a point we're saying here.
Right.
You say it's not, it doesn't matter if
Ksav Yodo
or not,
you can
be a random person.
So Kosav Ksav Yodo is a Raya, but according to Rabbi Lozer, it's not going to work without Eidim Mesira.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but the chiddush of if the Mishnah is going aliba de Rabbi Elazar, the chiddush is that since the Baal can write any zman or he can claim any zman, so even if there are Eidim Mesira on the Mesira Sahashtar, it's not going to work. It's going to be pasul mid Rabbanah because we're afraid that they'll play around with the zman. Meaning he'll claim something about the zman, but in a chanami, Ksav Yodo really is no better according to that, right? Ksav Yodo is better only in terms of the Raya, but it's not going to be better in terms of the Chalos Hashtar. Right? According to the Ramban, you'd have to say that the Mishnah later on is not Lefi Rabbi Meir. Right? The Gimel Get Msulim is not Lefi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar comes and says at the end that even if you don't have any Eidim, if you have Eidim Mesira on this Shtar, so then the Shtar is going to be kosher. Right? The Shtar is going to be kosher. He's saying, just one second. If the Gimel Gittim Sulim is going Aliva to Rabbi Elazar, so then why is Rabbi Elazar saying Avav Yishenu Levedim El Shenosko Befnei Edim is Kosher? What's he being Mechadish that we didn't know before? Because of the Ksav Yodo, the Enel of Edim. So Lefi Rabbi Elazar, if you don't have Edim is Sira. You don't have any Mesira, but there's Kosev Ksav Yodo without any Eidim Mesira. So why is that only Pasul Midi Rabbana? It should be Pasul Midi Torah. Right? It should be Pasul Midi Torah too. If ain't all of Eidim. Kosev Ksav Yodo, if ain't all of Eidim. So according to the Tosus assumes that there are those that say that Gigenel Gittim Sulim is Aliba de Rabbi Elazar, right? That he's both the Tanakama, and then he's commenting on the Tanakama. So how do you learn? Kosev Ksav Yodo Ve'enel of Eidim. So to that, Rabbi Elazar now says that if there are Eidim Mesira, then it will be Koshin. And if you don't have Eidim Mesira, then it's Pasul Lagami. Have to look into it. But there definitely is. There is an approach to say that it's not Rabbi Meir. So whatever you'll say for that approach, that's how you'll explain Ksav Yodo. I have to work on it. figure out what's the chiddush of kasuv iksav yada. If you say Rabbi Lazar is the one who holds that kasuv iksav yada is going to be kosher, Rabbi Meir would say iksav yada is of course possible because if you don't have edik hasima on the get, then it can't be kosher. So then what's the chiddush of the gimel get msulin? When is it only possible midrabanan? And when is it going to be kosher lagamri? If there are edim mesiris, then it should be kosher lagamri lachora. No. And what's the significance of kasuv iksav yada then? He's saying, what does it matter? What does it matter? There's no chiddush in kasuv iksav yada. Because I don't need hodas baldin. If I have edim mesiris, then the edim mesiris themselves are going to work. If you learn like the Rif that Rebbe Lazar holds Afe de Mesira Karasi, so then it's good. Right? Because if you hold Afe de Mesira Karasi, that means that Rebbe Lazar also agrees that Eda Chasima can be Karasi. So Kosov Iksav Yado is where there are no Eda Mesira. And then he's going to be Machadish later, you should know that if there are Eda Mesira, then even if there are no Eda, and it's not Kosov Iksav Yado, it's still going to be Kashim and Atar. That's great. According to the Rif, the Mishnah would read very well, even Ali with Rebbe Lazar. What does the Ramban hold though? The Ramban is saying what? That we paskin like Rebbe Lazar and Masira Karasi. So therefore, Ksav Yado is going to work. So therefore, Ksav Yado is going to work. Because we hold that you don't need Edom in the Shtar. So he's assuming what? That Ksav Yado. He's assuming that it's going to work mitam eidim mesira. Eidim mesira karsi. Let me look into this more. Okay, let me look into it more. But it's clear that the Ramban, the deal from the Ramban is that Rabbi Meir holds that ksav yado is not going to work, despite the fact that he claims eidim chasim karsi. Right? So if he holds the ikar v'shtar kinin is the raya shabo, so why would Rabbi Meir say that ksav yado doesn't work? It's clear that that's what the Ramban is medayik, that if you hold Edim Mesira Karsi, then great, Ksav Yado might work. But if you hold Edim Chasima Karsi, if you pass him like Rabbi Meir, it's not going to work. But why shouldn't it work? If you have Hodas Baldin, what could be the problem? You might have Hodas Baldin, but you don't have Edim on the Chepta Shel Shtar. So if you're missing Edim on the Chepta Shel Shtar, maybe Rabbi Meir would say that's not going to work. Maybe that's not going to work as a Shtar Kinyan. Okay, let me get back to you about this detail. Okay. This is in terms of Rabbi Meir. Lefitosis. Lefitosis that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar are arguing on two extremes. Rabbi Meir says, Dafke de Chasima Karsi. Rabbi Lazar says, Dafke de Mesira Karsi. What is Rabbi Meir saying? Is he really diametrically opposed to Rabbi Lazar? He's saying he has a totally different conception of Ishtar Kenyan? Or no, he has a similar conception. They're just arguing in details. They're arguing as to where the Edom are Mitzurif. Can they be Mitzurif to the Shtar in the Mesira, or do they have to be Mitzurif in the actual Chefza Shel Shtar? Are you?
According to the Ramban, Legabe Rebbe Lazar, would he say that it's also Sabyad of his source would also be Hodas Baldin, or that it's like Zeres HaKosov?
So let me get back to you about this. Okay, I want to figure that out. Uh-huh. Do you hear what he's saying? That actually might be the answer. No? Rebbe Lazar might say that Ksav Yado works because of a kasuv inasa. It's not because of Hodas Baldin. The kasuv inasa. But what's the problem with Ksav Yado? If you have Edom Mesira anyway, so I don't need a kasuv inasa over here, right? But what's Ksav Yado? What is Ksav Yado adding? Right? According to Rabbi Lazar, if Edom Mesira Karsi, so who needs the Ksav Yado? As long as they have Edom Mesira, even if it's Ksav Sofer, it's kashin. What's the Ksav Yado helping me, according to Rebbe Lazar? That's the shayla. Let me get back to that. Okay. This is all within Tosfos. Comes the riff, and he argues fundamentally with Tosfos. This is one of the most famous riffs in all of Gittin. Very, very important riff. And I didn't even give it to you. I didn't even give you the first lines of the riff. I don't want you to have taromas against me. But I actually started in the middle of the riff. So like you picked up in the middle, you probably said like Vahainu de Katani? What's Vahainu? Yeah, because the problem is the first try of the riff is very complicated. So I didn't want everyone to get bogged down on that first raya. But if you have time, you can read the first raya too. What does the Rish say? On the daven zayin and beis in his daven. Umeha nami shaminan v'lo be'inan eide mesira hecha de'ika eide chasim. Meha nami shaminan. Meha, from this sack of rav, he claims that you see that lefir belozer, you don't need eide mesira if you have eide chasima. How does he see that from Rav? So then he has this whole raya. Let's leave his raya out. But the yisod of the riff is what? Rabbi Loza holds af eide mesira karsi. Which really means af eide chasima karsi. When we say eide mesira karsi, what does that mean? Daf eide mesira? No, no, no. It means also eide mesira. But eide chasima can also work. Right? He doesn't mean to say eide mesira karsi exclusively, to exclude eide chasima. No, Rabbi Loza says that eide mesira can also work. What's his raya? So let's see his second raya. Second raya is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful raya. Let's see this together. So if you have a riff, please turn to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis and Daf Yarif. I'm not sure where it is in your Gemaras, but you can find Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We have the pagination in the old Gemaras too. The Hainu Dekatani She'eno Eidim Chosmen Al Aged El Metek and Olam. Oh, this we're familiar with. The Mishnah says, Eino Eidim Chosmen Al Aged El Metek and Olam. So what does that mean? Says the Rif Klomar, the Leka beget Eide Chasima, Elanitan be Eide Mesira Bovad, Zimna Demaisi Eide Mesira, Vaasi Bala Ma'aram Makalkala. If you don't have Eide Chasima in the get, so then you'll have a problem. Sometimes the Baal is going to come, he'll be Ma'ar, you don't have the Eide Mesira, they'll die, they'll go to Medina Sam, then you won't have the Eide Mesira, and you'll be up a creek without a paddle. Hilkach takinu shiyohaidim chosun beged. The yasi bal ma'arim mafkar lalagito makayma lebei dechasima v'dach yalei. That's why Chazal with Masakin have eide chasima, so that if the baal's ma'ar and you can't get the eide mesira back because they're away, they're dead, they're whatever, you'll have eide chasima and everything is going to be great. Says the Riv, isal gadaitach b'lo sagi lan beide chasima ela adi ikar eide mesira. If you hold that Rabbi Lazar maintains that Eide Chasim is not enough by itself, that you need Eide Mesira too, my Tikkun HaOlam Ika. What's the Tikkun HaOlam? What did he accomplish? He accomplished Gunish. What, you'll put Eide Chasim in again. So what does that do for me? Eide Chasim by itself don't work. I need Eide Mesira. So what's the Tikkun HaOlam to have Eide Chasim? Afo gavda mekayma le'legita be'Eide Chasim, le'chash dimu lo isyahiv le'be'Eide Mesira. Let's say the Baal's Ma'ar, and she's Mekayim the get. Great. So this is a get with Eide Chasima. What does that do for me? Rabbi Loza holds that you need Eide Mesira, Eide Mesira Karsi. Just because they're Eide Chasima, I don't know that they were Eide Mesira. So what did Eide Chasima do for me? Rabbi Loza holds Eide Chasima is not enough. Elavada is up the rift. Kolhecha de'ika Eide Chasima lo be'inon Eide Mesira. Nekuda. Says the Rif, Avada, Rabbi Loza admits that Eide Chasima can work by themselves. And that's the Tikkun HaOlam. Me'ikra din Rabbi Loza holds Eide Mesira Karsi. I don't need Eide Chasima. Oh, but the problem is Eide Mesira might not be around. So Chachamim were mesakein that you should have Eide Chasima. And if you have Eide Chasima, then you don't need Eide Mesira. Once you have Eide Chasima, you don't need Eide Mesira, even Lefi Rabbi Loza. Elavade kolecha dika Eide Chasima lo bein Eide Mesira, v'cholecha dika Eide Mesira lo bein Eide Chasima. The Bechad Menayu Sagya. Dr. Riff, Rabbi Loza holds Ozeh. Either Eide Mesira or Eide Chasima. Rabbi Meir holds Dafka Eide Chasima. Rabbi Loza holds O Eide Chasima, O Eide Mesira. That's the Riff's position. But there's a caveat. Riff adds a second point. Elamiyu Hani Mili B'di'evet. But that's only B'di'evet that you can use Eide Chasima. Inami deshtakchi eide mesira psulin. Well, let's say the eide mesira psulin, then the eide chasima are unnecessary. The lo amina nadayin eishes ishi. The eide chasima can still work. But the eved, let's say you didn't have the eide mesira, you only had eide chasima. Or let's say you had the eide mesira, you signed the get, but you had eide mesira. But turns out the Eide Mesira Psulim, so then the Eide Chasima can carry the day. Even Lefi Rabbi Elazar. Elahol v'ika Eide Chasima v'en k'sherim v'aget yod v'davaz yoda gerushim al ya'inan. Ava lechatchila, says the Rif, lechatchila, be'inan Eide Mesira. Vehein ha'ikar. The chatchila vader, Rabbi Elazar says, you need edim mesira. Vehein ha'ikar, they're the ikar. She'ein ha'edim chosven alaget, elam emetik in ha'olam. Kedamina, the Ovid Gita, kaimi edim mesira, the maisi edim mesira, kaimi edim chasina. Says the Rif, Rabbi Elazar holds af edim mesira kaisi. That means that it's either or. Can either have edim mesira or have edim chasina. Chazal and Masak and Dafka to have Eidah Chasimah because they're afraid Eidah Masir might die or they'll go to Medina Siyam and then you won't be able to have them. But technically speaking, Eidah Masira, right? Technically speaking, Eidah Masira or Eidah Chasimah, either one is fine. The Chazal say it's better to have Eidah Chasimah because of the problems that they discuss. It says the Rif, the Belazah holds that L'chatchili you should have Eidah Masira. L'chatchili you should have Eidah Masira. Which means even if you have Eidah Chasimah, you should still have Eidah Masira. We paskin Eidah Masira Kaisi, that means L'chatchili really should still have Eidah Masira anyway. But you should have Eidah Chasima because of the Tikkun Olam. So what comes out from the Rif? Rif is saying two very important yesodos. Rabbi Elazar holds Eidah Masira Kaisi, thus meant according to the Rif, Eidah Masira also Kaisi, af Eidah Masira Kaisi. There really are two different tracks. Rabbi Elazar says you can have two different options, either Eidah Masira Kaisi or Eidah Chasima Kaisi. But Chazal and Masakin to have Eidah Chasima because of a takana de Rabbanan, they're afraid you won't have the Eidah Masira. Okay, but really you can have either or. Have either or. But says the Rif, L'chatchili you should have Eidah Masira. L'chatchili you should have Eidah Masira. So therefore, even if L'fita takana sacham you can have Eidah Chasima, then you should have Eidah Masira as well. Wow, this is it's a blockbuster Rif. Mamash a blockbuster Rif. We have a lot to try to understand in this Rif. Okay? The last part of the Rif, you know, we'll have to get to, but that we're going to get to later. But what's this L'chatchila b'di'evad? If it's either or, so then either or. Either or means either or. Like, well, why is there a L'chatchila to have Eidah Masira? If Eidah Chasima is enough, so, genuk, just have Eidah Chasima. Well, why do I need L'chatchila and Masira? That's a very, very important question that we're going to have to address. But let's first address the Rif's Raya. Rif's Raya. I mean, after all, that's what we came here. We skipped the first Raya, we got the second Raya, so let's talk about the Raya. The Rif says, I think Rabbi Elazar holds af Eidah Masira Kaisi. That really Eidah Chasima can work. It can work. What's my Raya? Because Chazal Masakim, that you should have Eidah Chasima. Eidah Eidah Chosman al-Gedah al-Mitik and al-Olam, because maybe the Eidah Masira are going to die, we're not going to have them. So says the Rif, if Eidah Chasima doesn't work l'fi Rabbi Elazar by itself, so what do the Chachamim do? Maho ilu Chachamim b'takanasa. So now you're going to have Eidah Chasima, but they're not going to work. It must be Eidah Chasima work by themselves. That's the Rif's Rai. That's the Rif's Rai. Is that such a Rai? Did Tosfos know that Rai? What did Tosfos have to say about that Rai? Yeah, Shlomo Leib? Four words. Stama hakol behechshenas. That's what you're saying. Right. Tosis says no. Stama hakol behechshenas. Tosis argues with the Rif. The Rif says Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidah Chasima is sufficient. The haraya that the chachamim misak in Eidah Chasima. Claims Tosis no. You dafka need Eidah Masira. But if you have Eidah Chasima, mistama hakol behechshenas. Mistama hakol behechshenas. And Mestama Kol Be'achshenasa tells me that there were Eidim Masira. Right, you need Eidim Masira. Mestama Kol Be'achshenasa tells me that there were Eidim Masira. So the Rif's Raya is not a Raya at all, says Tosfos. And that's what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says as well. This is the Ran quotes of Rabbeinu Ephraim that echoes the sentiment of Tosfos. V'haynu dekatoni, she'enu Eidim Chosman, etc. Have yodea she'Rabbeinu Ephraim Talmido? Cholek Olav. The Ran says you should know that Rabbeinu Ephraim argues with the Rif. Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif. Sometimes Talmidim argue with the Rebbe. When they have good to say, then they have to argue. They have to work at it. What does Rabbeinu Ephraim say? Va'omer the midi aminah b'chol duch the Rebbe Elazar savor edim mesira kasi. V'lo aminah b'shum duch the afe edim mesira. Mashva the dafka edim mesira ka'ama. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, I'll bring you a simple raya. Rebbe Elazar holds dafka edim mesira kasi. A simple raya, one word. Which word? Af. What does it say? Af. That's exactly right. It doesn't. It's not an error of commission. It's an error of omission, right? It's the fact that there's one word missing. Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara never says Rabbi Elazar Omer Af Eidim Misir Kasi. It says Rabbi Elazar Omer Eidim Misir Kasi. Never uses the Lashon Af. What, so the Rif is going to say, no, it meant it? It meant Af? If it meant Af, it would have said Af? That's his Raya. That's his biggest Raya. Rabbi Elazar must hold Dafke Eidim Misir Kasi. Because we don't find anywhere that it says Af. Mashma, the Dafke Eidim Misir Ka'amah. I vahadet nan sheino Eidim Chosman al-Ager al-Metik in Olam. It's quite a long-winded statement, right? Tosfos just summarized it. Tosfos wrote briefly. Kurz and scharf. Mistoma hakol beherchen asa. Four words. Mistoma hakol beherchen asa. Same thing. Mistoma amina de'edim esira osa liyada. Not that edim chasima are enough, but when you have edim chasima, then mistoma there were edim esira over here. Then we don't know that they were Eidim Esira. We see a get in the hands of the woman, but we don't know how she got it, so we think maybe she forged it. Okay. This is Rabbeinu Ephraim, this is Tosfos, rejecting the Rif's Raya. It's all Mistama Kol Be'achshon Asa. It's not that Rabbi Elazar holds Af Eidim Esira Kasi, that Eidim Chasima would work as well. Says the Ran, I think they're dead wrong. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rif is right. The Ran is a defender of the Rif. You look at the Ran here. If you have the time, Ran on this sugya, the Masir Kais, the Chasim Kais, like double or nothing in the Ran. Double columns over here, flowing. Ran, you really should sit down and read the whole Ran. Many years ago, I read through the whole Ran. I numbered the Ran. I don't know how many numbers I had. But, you photocopy the Ran. You take it. It's like two blad of Ram. Just read through it. All the riots back and forth. About the Pesach Halacha, about the nature of the Machlokas. All back and forth. Pshat in the rib, Pshat in the post. Beautiful Ram. Very beautiful. Ramban and the Mohammas. Mohammas Hashem here. And these new Gemaras, they have them, it's all on the side of the Gemara. Sefer Azchus. They put on the side of the Gemara. Sagos Arayvit. You can't read anything. It used to be on the bottom of the Gemara. You had the Mohammeds and the Sefer Eschus. The Mohammeds over here is Mamish Meredik. Here you can't even find the Mohammeds. You can't read it. It's on the side of the Gemara.
Maybe also others on the bottom.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have other problems with that. Change the old Suez Hadaf. Okay. It's all good. As long as you learn, it's all good. So what's the Ran's problem? What's the Ran's problem with the Rif? Let's see the Ran. Below Nehira. Sha'al mi nismoch b'chazok azu. Who are we relying on? What's the mistam akol b'akshon asa? Ima lo eidim achasumim bo, v'alohim kosvin ged le'ishto, v'alohim kosvin ged le'ish, avu b'shein ishto ima, v'afilu b'mdina sayam kosvin v'nostin lo. But we're going to rely on the Eidim HaChasumim? They don't know what happened. They never saw the Mesira. They're on hand when the Baal tells them to write. But they don't know that there was a Mesira. The Al HaBaal Gamkin in Lismoch. But we're going to rely on the Baal? That the Baal knows that there should be Eidim Mesira? No. Why should we be Samech on him? The Otu Kol HaMagarish. Bebeidina Megarish? What, everyone's Megarish Bebezdin? We talked about this, right? But Megarish Bebezdin? Maybe we're not Megarish Bebezdin. The Chikol Ame Haaretz Yodin Shalocha Krabalaza Begitin Umos of Eidim Asira? Shaloka Derech Shtara Shem Nimsaros Beinon Levein Atzmon? Who are we going to be Somechan, says the Ran? On the Eidim? The Eidim don't know for nothing. The Eidim know about the Chasima, they don't know about the Mesira. So what Mistama called the Action Asa? They didn't know anything. And who are we going to be Samech on? The Baal? That Mistama, the Baal, had done it right? Who says the Baal knows either? Who says the Baal knows that you need Eidim Esira? What's his argument? Who says the Baal knows that you need Eidim Esira? Maybe he just gave it over without Eidim Esira. Kederech Shtaro, Shein Nimsaros, Beinon Levenatzma. There are Shtaros that you give over without Eidim Esira. Which Shtaros is the Ran referring to? What do you think? Maybe the Baal thought that you can give over a get without Eidim Esira. How do we know that there were Eidim Esira? Kederach Shtaros, Shenim Soros, Beinon Levein Atzmo. Like what Shtaros? Yeah?
Like
Shtar Milva. You could say he's talking about a Shtar Hava, Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya doesn't need any Mesirah, so maybe he's talking about a Shtar Raya, Stam a Shtar Raya. The emes is, the Ran happens to Paskin, that Hilchasa ke Rabbi Elazar dafka by Gidna, not by Shtar Shtaris, like the Rif. So he could mean Shtar Shtaris, all Shtar Shtaris, even Shtar King. Couldn't mean it. But let's hold that for a second. What does the Ran say? He says, Rabbi Ephraim and Tos was claim Rabbi Elazar holds dafke the Mesirah Kasi. Aye, but there's a Tikkun HaOlam to have Eidah Chasim on the get. What's the Tikkun HaOlam? So, must be Mistamach HaBehav Shanasa. That's what they say. Mistamach HaBehav Shanasa. It's not that Eidah Chasim are enough, but rather if you have Eidah Chasim, then we know. We know that there were Eidah Mesirah. Yeah, we know. How do we know? How do we know? But just because there are Eidah Chasim, that's a raya for us that there were Eidah Mesirah. The Eidah Chasim don't know anything from a Mesirah. What? And just because the Baal gave over the shtar, right? It says the Baal's name in it. The woman is holding on to the shtar. So we automatically should assume that the Baal gave it over in front of Eidah Mesirah. Maybe the Baal doesn't know that you need Eidah Mesirah. Just like other shtaros he gives over without Eidah Mesirah. So how do we... Where's the mistoma hakol behachshanasa coming from? This is an umdana demucha. What kind of umdana? Based on what? Based on what, says the Ran? He says, I think Rabbeinu Ephraim and Tosfos are mistaken. The Rif is right. Rabbi Elazar holds af Eidah Mesirah kasi. If you have Eidah Chasima, you don't need Eidah Mesirah. Well, you'll have Eidah Mesirah anyway, even if you don't need them. Why? Why? You still should have Eidah Mesirah, even if you have Eidah Chasima. Why? According to the Rif, why? One word. L'chatchila. You still should have Eidah Mesirah l'chatchila. But technically, you don't need it. Rabbi Elazar would say it's kosher without. But it's not because of Mistam HaKol Be'ech Shanasa. That's not enough. That's not enough, says the Ran. That's not enough, says the Ran. So comes the Rush, and he defends the Tosfos. What does the Rush say? Anyone? Did you see the Rush? What does the Rush say? Are you? What is the Rush saying? That everyone knows what? Everyone knows in Davar Shever Pafas Mishnayim. Everyone knows in Davar Shever Pafas Mishnayim. So if we know in Davar Shever Pafas Mishnayim, the Baal would never give the get without two Eidim. Does he know that the two Eidim are making the shtar? Does he know Eidim Mesirah Karsi? Maybe not. Maybe he doesn't know that Eidim Mesirah Karsi. But he knows Ein Davar Shever Pachos Mishnayim anyway. So he's going to have two Eidim on hand anyway. Mitzad Ein Davar Shever Pachos Mishnayim. So you'll have the Eidim Mesirah. You got it in your pocket. Even if he didn't realize that Eidim Mesirah Karsi, he thinks, look, in other shtars we don't have Eidim Mesirah. He's not thinking Eidim Mesirah Karsi, but he's thinking Ein Davar Shever Pachos Mishnayim. So if he's thinking in Davar Shever Pachos Mishnayim, he's going to have the two Eidim. That's the Mistam HaKol Be'ech Shanasa, Zok the Rosh. This is in Perek Tes in Siman Zayin. Rosh says, "Hadakar minan she'ena Eidim chosven al get elam etikin olam lo kamer shelo yutzvichen la Eidim Mesirah b'shas nesina." Not that you don't need Eidim Mesirah, like the Rif. The Rosh quotes the whole Rif, the long dissertation, right? Quotes the Rif. And now he's saying, but that's not shot. That's not what it means. It's not that you don't need Eidim Mesirah. Hello, Avri Gomer. Tikkun HaOlam Ushiyu Gam Eidim Chasima Im Eidim Mesirah Kadesh Lo Tetzorech L'Chazer Achar Eidim Mesirah Hayom Ulamocha Kishatav Yaget L'Raya. The Kevan Shaget B'yod of Eidim Chasimbo Kalinon D'Mistama Behechsher Nasir Gam Be'Eidim Mesirah. The Rush is even more brief than Tosfos. Not Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanasa, but Mistama Be'ech Shanasa. Three words. That's it. Mistama Be'ech Shanasa. Da'kol Yodin Da'ein Dover Sheber V'Pachos Mishnayim V'Iev Shalahat Reish Yisishim Lo Nimso La'Get B'Fnei Shnayim La'Kir La'Shuk. So that's the Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanasa, says the Rosh. Zach.
Hey, why would he think that he's good with the two Eidim that sign on the Shabbat?
They're not there.
Ain
Dovah Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. The Dovah Sheba Erva is the Gerishim. It's the Maisa Gerishim. He would think, what, there are Eidim? There are Eidim on the Shtar? Where are the Eidim? Oh, they're here. Say hello. He knows that. I can have Eidim on the Shtar. You need live Eidim. Right? You need live Eidim. What's this? Zoom? No, it's less than Zoom. Right? They can't. you need live Edom. So because he knows that at Ein Dovah Shavu Brachos Mishnayim, so he'll have two Edom. And that goes to Edom. It will be Edom Mesira Kanasi. Those two Edom will be Edom Mesira Kanasi. Wow. A lot of back and forth over here. Trying to figure out, is this really a good raya? That Ein Edom Chosven, Elul Metikin HaOlam, is that a raya to the Rif? Does Mestamachol Be'ach Shanasa answer? Maybe it's not so clear, says the Ran. The Rush brings it back. It's Hashem tomorrow. We'll have to get to the bottom of the Ran and the Rush. This is the basics of the Ran and the Rush. But we have to pilpul a little bit more. We have to try to understand, you know, what was the Ran thinking? What's the Rush thinking? Try to give a little bit of a beer in this. And then hopefully we'll move on to the other chelik to try to figure out why the Rif says lechatchila, even if Eide Chassima Taka would be Karsi, but the Lazar admits Eide Chassima would be Karsi, but lechatchila you should still have Eide Masih.